thine hand I commit my spirit. Thou hast redeemed me, O Lord God of truth. From Greenville in South Carolina, Bob Jones University presents Hymn History.
We hear thy voice, O Son of Man.
Welcome to Hymn History, featuring the Bob Jones University Radio Choir and today's guest soloist, Larry Dickerson. In St. John chapter 10, we find these verses. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. I know thy sorrow, child, I know it well. Thou needst not try with broken voice to tell. Just let me lay thy head here on my breast, and find here sweetest comfort, perfect rest. Thou needst not bear the burden, child, thyself. I yearn to take it all upon myself. Then trust it all to me today, tomorrow, yes, e'en forever, for I know thy sorrow. And I will gladly take it all for thee, if only thou wilt trust it all to me. Thou needst not stir, but in my love lie still, and learn the sweetness of thy Father's will. That will has only planned for the best. So, knowing this, lie still and sweetly rest. Trust me, the future shall not bring to thee, but that will bring thee closer still to me.
Is mine. Welcome. Savior is pressed. Jesus is mine.
I'll go where you want me to go, dear Lord.
Today's featured hymn, I'll Go Where You Want Me to Go, was written by a Miss Mary Brown. A common name, but not such a common hymn, for this hymn has made an impact on people throughout the world.
I'll be what you want me to be.
My name is not important, but I would like to share with you the blessing and the help that the hymn, I'll Go Where You Want Me to Go, has been to me. Some years ago, I was a member of a class of over 100 missionary nurses at the Battle Creek Sanitarium. We adopted this hymn as our hymn. Every Sunday afternoon, we would gather for a social meeting, and we always sang our hymn. We had students in our class from nearly every state of the Union, from Australia, South Africa, South America, Bulgaria, Armenia, and nearly all the European countries. I like to use the third stanza of this hymn as my testimony. There's surely somewhere a lowly place in earth's harvest field so wide, where I may labor through life's short day for Jesus, the crucified. So trusting my all to thy tender care, and knowing thou lovest me, I'll do thy will with a heart sincere. I'll be what you want me to be.
I'll go where you want me to go, dear Lord, over mountain or plain or sea. I'll say what you want me to say, dear Lord. I'll be what you want me to be.
My first urge to become a gospel singer was when I heard Mary Brown's hymn, I'll Go Where You Want Me to Go. I decided that before I could really serve the Lord and sing for His glory, I needed an education. After graduating from college, I started on my career in full-time Christian work. I sang for preachers and saw many people give their lives to the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, looking back over my life, I can see how the Lord used this hymn to lead my life into His service. Perhaps today there are loving words which Jesus would have me speak. There may be now in the paths of sin some wanderer whom I should seek. O Savior, if Thou wilt be my guide, though dark and rugged the way, my voice shall echo the message sweet. I'll say what You want me to say.
This hymn had an important effect on the lives of a missionary nurse, a gospel singer, and no doubt on many other people like you and me. These people have put their lives into the hand of the Master, and with a willing heart have said,
I'll say what you want me to say, dear Lord. I'll be what you want me to be.
Still a small voice, we call to pass.
Steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. The Bob Jones University Radio Choir is directed by Gail Gingery. Guest soloist was Larry Dickerson. Those in the cast were Velma Eubanks and Bob Harris. Recording engineer is Leon Whitman. Today's story was written by Nancy Tigg. Hymn History is directed by Laura Pratt, and this is Bob Pratt speaking. Hymn History is a transcribed production of Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina.
We hear thy voice.